Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Main photograph and story on the front of the Irish Times is about the search in Iran for the president. Rescue teams search for Iranian president after helicopter crash. And as we've heard in the past few minutes, it's been confirmed that Iran's president has been killed in that helicopter crash. The chopper crashed on the way back from a visit to the country's northwest. And as you may have seen on the TV footage, desperate fog in the area, in that mountainous region. So that's the main story on the Irish Times. The other big story on that paper is that there was an increase of more than 30,000 in the number of children experiencing deprivation last year, according to a new report by the Children's Rights Alliance. There was an increase from 229,000 children experiencing deprivation in 2022 to 260,000, nearly 261,000 last year, which means that one in five children were living in households unable to afford goods and services considered the norm for society. We'll be talking to the Children's Rights Alliance shortly here on Breakfast Briefing. Irish Independent front page, a photograph of Bruce Springsteen reliving his glory days in epic Croker concert. That's the main photograph. I did see online a lot of people waiting to get in to the venue. I don't know, did something go wrong initially or why people were queuing for so long to get in? But once you do get in and you see Bruce Springsteen, you probably forget about all of those queues. And certainly they got the weather for it in Croke Park last night. Is that him done now? Surely he has to be finished his Irish gigs at this stage. And a lot of people went to see him, including more than 80,000 last night alone. Yes, he brought the curtain down on his Irish tour at Croke Park until probably next year, and he'll be back again, because he always seems to be in Ireland. Main story from the Irish Independent is that insurance industry bosses have been given 2 months to cut their premiums after being summoned to a minister's office and told to pass on savings to consumers and businesses. This is Minister Neil Richmond, who for a long time has been trying to get the insurance industry to cut their premiums. And he has called in the heads of all the main insurers in Ireland to question why premiums had not fallen. Not the only one questioning that, of course, because homeowners and motorists and all sorts of different people who use insurance companies wondering the same, why has the price not gone down? Neil Richmond is saying you have to cut your prices, your premiums, within the next 2 months. Irish Examiner on the front page, 6% of drug offenders face 10 years, which would mean then that the vast majority of people who are caught with drugs, and we're not talking here enough for a joint, we're talking large quantities of drugs, vast majority of those people are not given the minimum sentence of 10 years. The Department of Justice review found just 6% of those behind bars for drug supply offences are serving sentences of more than 10 years. And the 10 years is relevant because the Criminal Justice Act, all the way back in 1999, lays down a 10-year minimum sentence for possession of drugs worth more than €13,000. And obviously, if you import drugs over that amount, you should be getting 10 years. But because of, it's blamed on judges' discretion here, the vast majority are avoiding the 10-year sentence. The Irish Sun on the front page says a quarter of our defence forces have quit in a little over 2 years. Some 1,804 members of the Army, Navy and Air Corps chose to call it a day amid fury over poor pay and conditions. And that means that the military has been left with just 7,510 members, the lowest in history. The Irish Daily Mirror, Monk's nephew found dead. The Monk's nephew, Eddie Hutch, found dead at his home yesterday. The body of Hutch, whose father, Eddie Sr., was murdered during the Kinahan feud, was discovered yesterday afternoon. Gardaí say foul play is not suspected. Irish Daily Mail looks at the rent report from daft.ie, and they, well, the figures are kind of stabilising a bit. As we heard, rents are now taking more than half of average salaries. Not ideal when half your wages are going on your rent. It's now virtually impossible to buy a home as a single person in Ireland, says the Mail, as soaring rents take up more than half of take-home pay. So how are you supposed to give half of your salary to rent and then try and save enough for a deposit for a mortgage, particularly as a single person? I'd also say even as a couple, very, very difficult. Renters now expected to pay an average of €1,836 a month for accommodation, which is still 5% increase year on year, but not as bad as it was back in 2022. The average worker earns a salary of just over €44,000 a year, so they don't stand a chance of being able to buy a property then. The Irish Daily Star has the portal on the front page yet again. The portal has reopened with restricted hours. The link will shut at 9 p.m. and if you go too close to the camera now, it'll blur. So, for example, if you go up to the screen and hold up your mobile phone really close to the camera, you'll be blurred out. So, apparently, we are delighted to have the NYC portal back. This is Dublin people, according to the Star, but they're warned no more bad behaviour and it'll close after dark. Inside the papers, the elections, obviously people are out canvassing, and the Irish Times tells us that local election candidates have got a little boost in how much they can spend on their campaign. They're going to be allowed to spend €15,350 on their campaigns before polling day. That's nearly €2,500 more than those who took part in the last elections in 2019. So it means candidates will be able to spend more on leaflets, campaign material, and also they can spend more on posters. That's in the Irish Times. However, the Irish Daily Mail says that there's a scheduling clash between the elections and the Tidy Towns, which needs to be resolved over fears that hundreds of election posters could ruin some towns' efforts. Fianna Fáil Senator Robbie Gallagher is calling on Minister Heather Humphreys to intervene to solve the problem. So the elections take place on the 7th of June, and this is apparently, when the Tidy Towns judges go around our towns and villages and have a look. Now, in some areas, the Tidy Towns committees have asked candidates, please don't put up your posters. And they think that it's seen as litter in their area. I know there's a big issue with the cable ties as well, because when the election's over, the posters are taken down. Sometimes cable ties are left there. So anyway, Senator Robbie Gallagher says there's a simple solution. Ask Minister Heather Humphreys to delay the judging of the Tidy Towns until after June 7th. So there we go. We'll see what happens with that. School absenteeism is in the Irish Times. Unfortunately, school absenteeism is on the rise, we are told. Many schools and principals reporting that boys, especially in the years leading up to the junior cycle, are especially vulnerable. So a number of, I don't have the exact figure, but a number of young people around the country are showing unexplained school absences. And apparently these have quadrupled in recent years, which would mean that thousands of young people are missing out on an education every day. And guidance counsellors, bizarrely, the guidance counsellors used to tell you about, you know, what you do with your career, where you go to college. But the Institute of Guidance Counsellors says that for the first time, more guidance counsellors are supporting students with mental health issues than with career guidance issues, which is very interesting indeed. Final story comes from The Telegraph. The Cannes Film Festival is underway. If you happen to be going to it, though, you're not going to be allowed to eat beef because they're going to be more environmentally friendly. Stars hoping for a steak on the Riviera will be disappointed after a policy shift has led to a reduction on its menus. So if you go to Cannes, beef has been totally banned by bosses to reduce the festival's carbon footprint. And obviously, there will be a lot of socialising and schmoozing at the Cannes Film Festival, but there'll be no beef there. Of course, if they want to be environmentally friendly, stop all these celebrities flying in on their private jets to go to the film festival. And I know a lot fly in on a private jet in Nice Airport, and then they get a helicopter off to the film festival or to Monaco or places like that. So if you really want to be environmentally friendly, how about you ban those instead? Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.